The controversy and concerns over the so-called audit of Maricopa County ballots continues, even as the ballots have been returned by State Senate Republican contractors to the county. Earlier in this process, groups including the Brennan Center made requests to the U.S. Department of Justice to get involved and potentially take action against the audit. And with other states at least considering similar efforts, the calls to the DOJ have gotten louder. A new piece by a pair of Politico reporters indicates the DOJ is taking those concerns seriously. Zach Montalaro is one of those reporters, and he joins us. Zach, what did the Department of Justice do earlier this week in relation to the Maricopa County audit and any others that might follow?
Yeah, so what happened is that earlier this week, the Department of Justice released basically guidance that lays out how audit post-election audits can be conducted. They called the wave we're seeing unusual, which it is, that there's really no precedence for these kind of audits happening, you know, 6, 7, 8 months after the election. The guidance really didn't tell us all of much of anything new. You know, this, a lot of this is pre-existing federal law, but what it is saying, it's just another warning from the Department of Justice saying, we're watching these audits. You really shouldn't be doing these audits, and you still are, have to follow federal law, that you still, especially with these ballots, you know, there still needs to be the appropriate chain of custody with them.
How much weight does a guidance really carry? Is it more of just sort of, as you alluded to, we're keeping an eye on you, but can they actually take any steps at this point?
Yeah, so that's the thing, is that I don't think anyone really knows what could come next. The Department of Justice, officials from the DOJ, very pointedly did not say what their plans were with specific in regards to Arizona and states like Pennsylvania that are trying to start audits. When they were asked by reporters when they released this guidance, they wouldn't comment on any future action. So this is really what this is a public, another public warning sign on top of that letter Department of Justice sent to the Arizona officials earlier this year saying, we're watching. And Arizona is already well on its way. This is probably trying to cut off any other attempts to do this as well.
Right. And I, based on what we've seen, certainly there are multiple states. Pennsylvania was the one that stood out that actually sent people, lawmakers, to come and see how Arizona was handling this. Have you heard of any other states that are actually moving forward? Obviously, Georgia made some changes at the legislative level. But have you heard buzz that Arizona might lead to a trend here because of, in any ways, the power of Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Yeah, so that's it. It's not that election officials are trying to do audits elsewhere. It is President or former President Donald Trump supporters and who are trying to do this elsewhere. Pennsylvania is the big one. Their state senator, who is both a very close ally of the former president and considering a gubernatorial run himself, he sent letters to three counties saying that we want to try to do our own audit. Two of the counties basically told him to get lost in not so many words. And the third county, Philadelphia, has not yet formally responded, but I can surmise which way they're going to respond. But outside of Pennsylvania, you know, we've seen pushes in other states. We've seen pushes in Michigan, pushes in Wisconsin, but nothing has really formalized it, you know, trying to replicate what is going on in Arizona, at least.
Can election officials actually hold the line on this? And can guidance from the DOJ help them hold the line in the sense of saying, just to reiterate this, we may be violating federal law here if we damage ballots or whatnot?
Yeah, so that's the question. And especially, you know, a privately conducted audit, and I use the term audit very, very loosely here, but a privately conducted audit are probably out of the question at this point. You know, a county, it'd be hard pressed to imagine election officials anywhere turning over, you know, the counting machines, the actual ballots themselves to somebody who's not, a government. But the question is, do Republican-led state legislatures, do Republican governments elsewhere try to have these audits like we see in Arizona? That's what the interesting part is, you know, the push is coming from supporters of former President Donald Trump, but it's being backed up in some cases by state legislatures, by elected officials. And what if one of those elected officials have subpoena power? What if they have, you know, they head a committee? We don't really know what comes next. And, you know, the private audit's probably out of the question, but can another state official do it? We'll see.
And Zach, in the piece, you have some of the latest stuff of what's been going on in Arizona, which gets confusing even to those of us who are here every day to follow it. Can I ask from your perspective as a state reporter for a national, widely read publication, what do you think when you see all these twists and turns?
It's interesting watching it. I watch it through the lens of election administrators, too. Those are the folks I talk to the most, the folks who actually run elections and the folks who have done it, you know, for years, if not decades, not you know, trying to start an audit for 6 months. And I think their concern is kind of what stands out the most to me. It's, you know, it's okay, how is this Arizona review being run? And every election administrator I've talked to, every election security expert that I've talked to over the course of months is flabbergasted, would be a nice word to use to describe how they're watching this audit, so-called audit, for lack of a better term, because it doesn't adhere to any really professional standards that we've seen in the past. Audits themselves happen. Audits happen, you know, most of these audits happened in the immediate time after the election. And everything that the contractors for the Arizona State Senate have done, apparently, does not match up with any previous audit that any election administrator and any election expert can have any faith in. So trying to replicate that is the concerning part. If this was an audit that was being run by professionals, that was being run by election administrators with decades of practice, that's one thing. But it's not that. And replicating a process that every election administrator says is bad across the country is dangerous, could be potentially dangerous.
It is a Department of Justice run by someone who's appointed by a Democratic president, and you have states that are trying to do these things. It seems like it's such a Republican, or at least Republican supporters of Donald Trump versus perhaps Democrats this way. Does that in any way make it harder for the DOJ to move forward or for election officials to do their job, because there is that feeling of, okay, is this for Trump? Is this for Republicans? Is this for Democrats?
Yeah, you know, I think in this kind of situation, you trust the election professionals of both parties, because it's not just Democratic election officials who say that these audits are a bad idea. It's Republicans, it's secretaries of state, it's former secretaries of state, it's clerks, it's the Maricopa County elections officials. That's the thing, is that actual election professionals of both parties, Democrats, Republicans, nonpartisan election professionals who are just merely people who do this as a profession, that, you know, they everyone has their own personal views, of course, but they're a nonpartisan official. It is almost universally agreed upon by all of those people that audits like this are challenging at best and dangerous at worst. So it's follow those people. It's listen to those people. Listen to the people who actually run the elections and the people who are in the trenches every day, every year, counting your ballot. Those are the people we should be listening to.
That is reporter Zach Montalaro of Politico.